Are there any situations in a non-protocol setting where you think it's reasonable to consider trastuzumab without chemotherapy, either alone or with hormone therapy, a patient with a lot of comorbidity, elderly, et cetera?
You're asking really good questions. This time, if I think of Herceptin, let's say in the metastatic setting, if I use it as single agent, the response rate is about 35%. If I use Herceptin in combination with chemotherapy, especially chemotherapy just as the weekly paclitaxel carboplatin Herceptin, I get a response rate of 81%. So really, we have data that concurrent trastuzumab with chemotherapy can be so valuable. So if I were to submit a patient to Herceptin for 1 year, I think it's best for the patients to get a little bit of chemotherapy because of that interaction. And a year of trastuzumab is a pretty long time, not only in terms of the visits to the clinic, but also expense to the patient. And I would really add some chemotherapy to optimize the adjuvant therapy for these patients.